Smoking survey. Pub finds a way to allow smoking. They're trying to sell this pub from under me, so I've got nothing to lose, says Carrie Fendley, owner of the Cutting Edge Pub in Barnsley. But maybe she's found a way to stay in business. Pubs in the UK are closing down everywhere, but one patron at the Cutting Edge found a loophole. Apparently, under Part 2, Item 9 in the rules about smoke-free workplaces, smoking in pubs is permitted if the pub becomes a smoking research center. So, Fenley decided to set up her pub as a research center. Before ordering a drink, everyone at the Cutting Edge must fill out a survey about smoking habits, even non-smokers. Some questions from the survey include how many cigarettes they smoke per day and if they like a smoky atmosphere in bars. Fenley also asks people to donate 50 pence to cancer research when they fill out the survey. The idea has become very popular among pub patrons. Before becoming a smoking research center, the pub was struggling to stay in business. Fenley says, "We were lucky to get 10 people in here, but now, most nights we have more than 40 people with this new research idea." Fenley is a non-smoker, but thinks this idea is great for business. Another customer, who is a smoker, said, "The idea is brilliant. I used to stand outside no matter what the weather was like. I don't know if they can get away with this, but there you are." There have been other ingenious ways to ignore the smoking ban. For example, bars in Minnesota found a loophole in the law which allows theater actors to smoke in bars. So, they told all their customers they could smoke if they came to the bar pretending to be theater actors, wearing fancy costumes and speaking in funny accents. Perhaps this is a lesson of where there's a will, there's a way. But if the government catches on, their plan could go up in smoke.